Hey, it's Lori with your Midday Meltdown program here with a couple of special guests in studio. I've got Jason Adams from the Rock Solid Morning Show here on The Nerve and The Nervous Breakdown. And I've also got Rob Halford with Judas Priest. Rob, how are you doing today?
I'm doing fantastic, thank you. Yeah, doing great over here in England. We just finished wrapping up rehearsals for the upcoming Priest tour and packing the suitcases and getting the flight cases ready and heading over to America in a few days' time to kick off the opening of the Redeemer of Souls tour.
Well, I've got to ask you, you know, you've been touring and rocking the metal longer than I've been alive. So is getting ready for touring as exciting as it always has been? Does it get more exciting every time? Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, it's still the essence of what keeps Priest rocking, you know, Laurie. The fact that we've been doing this now for 40 years. I can't remember how many times I've been around this planet. It's an incredible thing to ponder. But I tell you what, when you're getting ready to go back out on the road, it really is the most thrilling part of what we love to do about Judas Priest. You know, we still have a blast writing metal, recording metal, our new songs from Redeemer of Souls. Have reached out and touched a lot of metalheads around the world, which is fantastic. But we always back that up with getting on the road, you know, getting the tour buses out and coming to see all of our friends again, a lot of which I'm sure we'll be seeing when we come through your part of the world on November the 8th at the Don Haskins Centre. So, you know, it really is a qualification of everything that we love to be and do about Judas Priest in our metal world.
Yeah, Rob, we're real excited about that concert, and we've got tickets to give away, and I know that our listeners are real excited about that too. But when you have a 40-plus year career like you guys have, and you've had, you know, so many albums and so much good material, my question is, how the hell do you put together a set list out of all of that? I mean, how do you pick, you know, hours of material from that?
It's getting increasingly difficult. This is our 17th, 19th studio album. I lose track, but you multiply that by, you know, approximately 10 songs per record, and you're looking at hundreds and hundreds of tunes to pick out. Here's the deal. When we come out and play for you guys, we've got to do these wonderful classics, these songs from Priest that have become so important to us and to our fans. Songs like Breaking the Law, Living After Midnight, You've Got Another Thing Coming.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Hellbent for Leather, when the Harley roars out. The night wouldn't be complete without those experiences. So we obviously include those types of songs. And then, needless to say, like any band, you're excited about showing off your new record, your new songs, and that's what we'll be doing with Redeemer of Souls. So we do our best in the time that we've got to kind of balance things up. And I think that's wonderful for Priest. At this point, we're not going out and just playing the stuff from the past as much as we love it. We're still excited, we're still vibrant, we're still creative with the new metal that we're making. So the set list is looking strong, looking good, and we're trying to cover all areas on the ballpark.
Yeah, well, it looks like metalheads around the United States, anyway, are real excited about the new stuff, too. Your album debuted at number 6 on the Billboard 200. That's pretty good, yeah?
Oh, it's amazing. Yeah, we never expected that. We were just like going crazy over here in the UK when we got that news. It just goes to show you how significant it is to get such a strong chart position in America. And we thank our fans. We're blessed with the best fans in the world. The fans deserve all the credit for all of that tremendously exciting news that we got from the States. And it's wonderful for us because we're one of the few British metal bands that's been able to consistently maintain such a strong fan base. We've been doing this now for as long as the band has been together. So to keep coming back to America and to visit every place from the upper northeast coast to the upper northwest coast, down through San Diego, through Miami, and everywhere in between, there are Priest metalheads waiting to see the band. So a big shout out to all the fans that have been looking after us in that respect.
Well, all of the reviews, not just the chart position, but the reviews on the album say that it's absolutely phenomenal, and they seem to love it, and it's also the classic sound of Priest as well. I mean, you guys, you know, you evolve as time goes on, but it's very, it seems like it's very loyal to what made you what you are today.
Yeah, we, you know, it had been 6 years since Nostradamus, which was our big one-time concept epic, wonderful record. Had a great time realizing a dream. We'd been wanting to make a concept record for as long as we've been together in the band. So we fulfilled that opportunity, and there are also things coming forward from Nostradamus in the near future that we're excited to share as and when the time is right to talk about it. But 6 years have gone by for all of our metalhead fans around the world, and everybody was eagerly awaiting what we'd be doing next. And we decided that it was time to kind of, you know, refocus, look back at our rich history, and not really replicate stuff, but just really think about what it is to be, you know, a fan of Priest, being in the band Priest. What are the elements, the main components that have kept this band so strong and powerful over the decades? And we feel that we've captured that with the songs from Redeemer of Souls. It's true there are classic elements that, as we call it, the British classic elements of heavy metal are alive and thriving in Redeemer of Souls.
Awesome. Can you tell me what kind of elements adding a new member to the band, Richie Faulkner? He grew up a Priest fan, and so I guess that has helped out in the writing process as well for new material?
Yeah, we were so lucky to get Richie because, as the story goes, I think most of the fans that listen to the Nerve will know that when KK retired on the eve of the Epitaph tour, we were in a, you know, it was chaos. We didn't know what was going to happen.
Of course.
And the search went out for the kind of guitar player that we were hoping to find, and lo and behold, Richie was, you know, here in London, just not too far from the Midlands, where I'm speaking to you from now. And of course, it turns out that he's a hardcore Priest fan. He used to stand in front of his mirror when he was a young teenager, you know, doing the air guitar to Priest songs. That was just a small story that he told us about his love for Judas Priest right from the early days. So you wrap that in with all of his other great talent, his incredible guitar skills that everybody saw on the Epitaph tour. And so when we completed the Epitaph tour, he was ready, he was roaring, he wanted to get in the studio and start writing, and the trio of Glenn and Richie and myself was strong and ready, and there we were, you know, just forging the metal for Redeemer of Souls. So it was the same but different. KK's legacy is strong and proud and will always be with Judas Priest, but it was important for the band to stay together.
Yes.
To forge ahead, and that's where we find ourselves now on the eve of the Redeemer of Souls World Tour.
Right. What about working with Five Finger Death Punch, you solo, last year, and having a number one hit with Lift Me Up over here in the States? What was it like working with those guys?
You know, it's wonderful. I mean, they call me up out of the blue. I've been following that career. They weren't aware of that. I'm always really curious and interested to see and hear what's going on around me in metal. I check a number of metal websites every single day because I just want to keep up to speed and see what's happening. So when they called me and said, hey, we've got this song and we'd like you to guest on it, I was absolutely thrilled. It was just a great honor to be asked to do it. And as soon as I heard the track, they sent me the demo over. I said, I want in. I just got a gut feeling this song
absolutely
did really, really well.
You were right.
And as you point out, it was number one in the Active Top Rock 40 for a number of weeks in America. So, I was absolutely thrilled for the guys because they're a great band. They have a tremendous attitude about them. You know, and Ivan kind of reminds me a little bit of myself at the point that Ivan's at in his career as a metal singer. It's just wonderful, you know, to see that there's that mutual respect, and we kind of pass the metal torch from band to band. You know, Priest is like the old guard of metal, if you will, and some of these new metal bands, including Five Finger, they're the new guard of metal. They're keeping the metal flame alive for the future.
So tell me, in addition to Five Finger Death Punch, if you were a teenage kid, what other metal bands would you look up to? The new bands that have come out of the last 5 or 10 years.
Well, it's just tremendous. There's such an expansive horizon of new metal talent. I couldn't pinpoint anything or anyone specifically. I'm just thrilled that when I look out at what's going on right now, it does my heart good, because when I began all those years ago in metal, there were very few, if any, metal groups in existence. And there's a bunch of guys not too far from me that you might have heard of called Black Sabbath.
Yeah.
We grew up almost on the same block together.
Vaguely familiar.
We are like the roots, the granddads of of metal. And,
right.
And it's wonderful that both bands are still connected, you know. We still have important things to say. But having said that, it's got to be great now. It's got to be great for new young metal bands and young fans of metal to have such a thrilling landscape to pick and choose from.
Absolutely. So I think we would all agree that rock and roll is not dead.
Oh, no.
I know.
Heard what Gene had said. No, it's thriving. It's absolutely fantastic. Things couldn't be stronger. And it's just a blast. I think that it's all about encouragement. And I'm always for the positive aspects of what we do, not only in metal and rock, but in life. You know, you feel strong, feel the opportunities. Look at each new day as a great opportunity to see and find something new and different in any kind of music, but particularly in rock and metal. There's always something fresh and new on the horizon.
Love it. All right, Rob. Well, the tour and the new album is called Redeemer of Souls. You guys are going to be in El Paso November 8th at the Don Haskins Center, rocking the UTEP campus. Is there anything else you would like to add about the show? You want to say anything about Steel Panther or anything else?
Well, I just want to thank you guys at 1071 The Nerve for looking after Priest and all things rock and metal. You guys, you keep it alive for us when we're away in different parts of the planet, so thank you for what you do at The Nerve. No, come on down, man. Come and have a great night out with Priest and Panther. It's going to be a fantastic display of metal and rock, and we're very, very excited to be coming back through Texas again and all parts of America. We can't thank you enough for looking after Priest, and we hope you'll come and jam and have a great night out with us.
All right, you heard it. We're going to give away some tickets right now to see Judas Priest in El Paso November 8th at UTEP.
Call in and win.
This is for a pair of tickets. This isn't for the drawing. We've already done that. Give those tickets away. If you are caller number 4 right now, you get to go see Judas Priest this weekend. 877-392-1071. And while you dial, I've got Redeemer of Souls, the title track from their new album.